Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, welcome, Bark Radio listeners. I think we've got some maybe dog sports to talk about today.
Some dog stuff, yeah. It's at our local Richmond SPCA. They brought in, and I'm not exactly sure how they're affiliated, but a lady named Sylvia Turkman, who is a very interesting dog trainer.
Okay.
Does a lot with agility, but also trains tricks.
Really? And you're taking a class that she's
I'm taking
offering?
The tricks class as an audit. I couldn't get in. I didn't know who she was when they first announced
it.
So I paid little attention, and then I looked and saw a video and went, oh, that's cool.
And you have a perfect dog for some of the tricks that she teaches.
She teaches some strange things, and it's how she does it is why I wanted to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the, you know, simple tricks, sitting and whatever, that's one thing. But she teaches them to walk on their front paws, hind paws up in the air.
That's pretty amazing.
That's a tough trick.
And you started describing how they start the process, and it's really interesting.
It is interesting. They start the process, and it depends a little bit on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an interesting character because she's kind of, she looks like about 1967 hippie, long brown hair. Kind of.
Okay.
But she's really good with dogs. Go figure. But to do the handstand thing, she starts with some simple backups and then back up onto something. So it could be something very low, could be something a little bit, you know, 5 or 6 inches. Depends a little bit on the dog. Some dogs are more skeptical on that, and they're not aware of their hindquarters. And she talks a lot about doing hindquarter awareness training with the dogs.
Yeah, because they don't know they've got hind legs. They don't know they've got butts, except when they sniff them. So
they haven't affiliated that or associated that, I don't think.
But. So how does she associate that for dogs?
I didn't. That's not part of the class. So apparently, it's in the other class that I didn't take.
Oh, Dad.
which was the day before, because she didn't go into that. She just referenced it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I've read about her references that. So it should be stuff online. I haven't looked yet.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they taught four tricks Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And the four tricks, one of the tricks was to get to the point where the dog's got the hindquarters elevated.
Mm-hmm. Can be on something that with an incline.
Right.
Okay.
We were talking earlier before the show, there's dogs from very small to very large. There's an Irish wolfhound there. And they had some little boxes they were standing on. He crushed his.
Well, yeah. They're ginormous.
It was a little wicker box and just went.
Okay, now what do you want me to do?
Yeah. I crushed the box, now what? So they put him on a pillow to start. But and then they had a Weimaraner there that was really kind of advanced on this already.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably 24-inch wide and 4-foot long piece of plywood, very thick plywood, 1 inch maybe, and put it up against the wall on an angle, and he would back up that ramp.
That's amazing.
And then the next step beyond that would be to get him to actually back his hindquarters up a wall and then work on getting his balance on the front paws. Now, that's a big dog to do that.
The
little dog's much easier, but...
I'd be just a little bit concerned with the big guys about their joints.
Yeah, I would too. I don't know that.
I'm not going to do that with Murph, my 90-pound lab. But
no.
With Surrey, your cattle dog, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it with Sparky. He's too old and too chubby.
Yeah. yeah. Slay me.
but it was interesting. You know, I always like the backup thing anyway. That's something I find fascinating because the dogs, you know,
that doesn't come naturally to them.
They're like, what? Why? I can turn around.
Yeah, seriously. You want me to what? That's very cool, though. And I would love to know more about that whole introducing a dog to his own hind parts.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be fascinating all by itself, getting that. Because she's done some neat things. Again, go to YouTube. We'll put her name up there. It's spelled a little bit odd. It's Turkman, so there's no vowel in the front, like you would think. But it's just neat stuff.
I like the idea. I mean, like, again, with Murphy, I would never want him to do a handstand, but it'd be cool for him to be able to back up on a ramp. That's really neat, just that.
Yeah.
'Cause right now, until we get better at it, he would go off the side of the ramp because he doesn't back straight.
Right.
He backs crooked. But I think that's really interesting stuff, and not something you work on every day. So it'd be fun to noodle around with your dogs.
Well, that's why I wanted to take her class, because she trains very bizarre stuff. mm-hmm. again, bizarre to me. It's not like the, you know, take a cookie shake and, you know. She works primarily with, well, in these cases, because they're very advanced, I think they're advanced type tricks, she does use clicker, mm-hmm. and she recommends strongly everybody use the clicker.
I think the harder, more complex the behavior, the more inclined I'd be to use a clicker.
Yeah, I would agree. I haven't yet, but in these tricks, and there's actually a couple I want to do. One of the other tricks that they were doing was put the front paws on a box,
mm-hmm.
and then walk around it.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. I find it as fascinating to watch each individual dog as to watch her.
So you put the paws go in the box, and then the dog moves, the box stays stationary.
Right. They're just walking around.
That's wild, because that's not a standard doggy behavior.
Right. It was interesting. And you know, certain dogs, there was a border collie there, and that, of course, got up on the box all fours.
And, twirled.
And twirled, pretty much, you know. And every dog was different. We were talking about a Springer Spaniel that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog was absolutely fascinating, because it would get to a point during the exercise that it would just shut down. It would stop. And it would stare at the owner, ears back, and not respond to any commands. It was just shut down. And during the one of the tricks, I think it was the front paws on the box spin. It was either that or the backup one. I forget which it was. It was the front paws on the box spin. The dog just sat down and was unresponsive for a good 3 minutes.
Wow, that's unusual.
Just stared. And then it got up and it was doing better than it was before. So did it stress out and go into a happy place, or did it do analysis and figure out what was right versus what wasn't? You know, to me, I think it was thinking this out.
It would be really fun to get a history on the dog, talk to the owner, see if the behavior's ever presented before.
Yeah.
You know, that is fascinating. I love seeing things I've never seen before in a dog.
Yeah, that was very
unusual.
And
trying to determine what the heck you're seeing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because, again, they can't tell us.
Yeah, what does that mean? Is that dog just had a nervous breakdown?
Right, seriously, do we need to walk away?
or is he drawing the plans for the next space shuttle in his head? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't.
Another one of the cool tricks that I thought was really interesting was, there's several steps to this, but in short term, what you're trying to do is take a pole, like a 4 foot, maybe like a cane. In mm-hmm. this case, they were just using the poles that go across the jump bars for agility, because mm-hmm. that's what they had, and get your dog to put one paw around it and hook it.
You're kidding.
No. And they had dogs without any experience getting pretty close pretty quick. It was pretty amazing.
So were they shaping the behavior with
shaping
the clicker?
Shaping the behavior, yeah.
Wow.
And it was really, really cool. And the idea would be to get both paws around it, both in a stand and a sit, and be able to... She apparently, there's a video out there where she's dancing and has a cane, and the dog holds the cane while she lets go of it, moves around, and comes back and gets
You're
the cane.
You're kidding me. Wow.
And then she had them working on, again, they're still, you know, still rough, but work in this. You get dogs already doing one leg, then two legs, and then up on setting up and grabbing towards the top of it.
Wow.
And the idea would be to get to the point where the dog could hold on the cane and then spin. That's end result for the ultimate to take that to.
Wow.
I'm thinking... Holy crap.
Yeah, stuff I'd never even think of.
Well, had I not seen how she was recommending to train it...
You wouldn't have believed it.
I wouldn't even have known how to start.
Right. I think we're going to have to get online and look at some video of this lady and the dogs that she trains. I really want to see some of this stuff happening, because it's like my brain's going, you what?
it's wild. I wouldn't even take the class because I didn't know her, and it, you know... But I kept hearing her name. You should check it out. So I watched a video and went, holy crap, did I make a mistake?
Very cool stuff. Yeah.
I should have gotten
in
there early.
In Richmond.
But she was booked all week, doing classes every day. A lot of it's agility, because she's like a 10-time World Cup agility dog,
wow.
Something yakety smack. I don't know the agility things. She's won a ton of awards. She's a very effective trainer.
Right.
And I've seen some of the stuff where she's training for agility, making it fun for new dogs, and how she does that. It's really neat. She's an interesting character, too. She's just...
Wow.
I don't know if she just travels a circuit and does these classes,
right.
Or what she's doing, or how she got here. If I'd have known in advance, I'd have tried to get an interview.
Oh, absolutely. If I'd known in advance that it wasn't just agility, because I'm not an agility person, nor are my dogs agility of dogs, but if I'd known there was this other piece of it, I would have done it.
Yeah.
Because I love just seeing people being creative with teaching new tricks with dogs.
Yeah. Neat stuff, man. Yeah,
very, very cool.
So it's a good time. So check her out. Again, if she hits your town, highly recommend at least taking the tricks courses that she does.
Absolutely. Fun stuff, man.
And check her out on YouTube. There's all kinds of neat videos up there.
And we'll put some links up on the site. Cool, man.
Cool.
Excellent.
Right. So that's an episode, I think, unless you got something.
We're good. We're out of here.